shit talk the Tigers tonight.
Yeah, right. Did you hear what the Tiger said?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Jack and Robinson Ballpark for the 96 pitch with the Plum Tigers. Your days on the team. A quick reminder that basketball can be if you play at the set for safety reasons. Put Taylor at all times when you're in the game. Also, if you're safe, you might hang out at the field of play. And like we have to play the play, but not permission to be ejected from the stadium and subject to execution. Thank you for your cooperation. Jack and Robinson Ballpark is a smoke-free ballpark in the Atlanta Hawks senior area for the comfort and convenience of those around you. Smoking in the city center of safety and other tobacco products are not permitted in any senior area party area or restaurant. We ask that you please step outside the ballpark if you feel the need. Be sure to take a look at the back if you're getting some special information from our Atlanta Hawks senior partners. Marco's Pizza and Big Time Living. You can redeem their ticket for $8 off commission at the end of the year. Or a free order of cheesy bread from Marco's Pizza, the authentic pound pizza. The former college of chiropractic, the first work is chiropractic college, you can count on excellence in teaching and real world preparation. You'll experience an academic program that runs series of hands-on clinical skills designed to prepare you for success in your practice. This is Palmer.edu. Learn more.
The debt lady.
Fire up the old.
He was working in construction.
A new season, but the goal remains the same. This is Daytona Tortugas Baseball.
As Hines swings, deep drive, left field, Urbina back, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail off the facing of the batting cages. Fifth, as De La Cruz a line drive right field, that one's down for a base hit, and gets behind the glove of Gary Jr. Everybody's going to score. Two runs in. Ellie on his way to third. He'll be in there sliding feet first. Two runs in for Daytona. They've got a 2-0 lead. Ground ball to the second baseman, Callahan. This will do it. And the year of the no-hitter has made its way to Daytona Beach. Five pitchers combine on a 1-0 no-hitter of the Jupiter Hammerheads as the Tortugas have a dogpile in between the pitcher's mound and first base.
It's now time to come ashore with the Tortugas pregame show. Now, let's send it out to the ballpark and the voice of the Daytona Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Yeah.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome here inside Jackie Robinson Ballpark on a hazy Wednesday night. And game two of the six-game series and 12-game homestand featuring your Daytona Tortugas and the visiting Lakeland Flying Tigers. Justin Rock with you here on the pregame show, taking you up until our 7:05 scheduled first pitch here tonight. Daytona trying to put the sour taste of last night's game out of their mouth. The Tortugas giving up a season-high 12 runs, a season-worst 11-run differential between their opponent and themselves, and the 12 walks given up by Daytona last night, a season-high and tied for the most by a Florida State League pitching staff in a game this season. But on the bright side, nowhere to go but up. Sam Benscooter will get the ball for Daytona this afternoon. 2-3, a 4.15 ERA, has allowed just two earned runs in 7 2/3 innings with 15 strikeouts since being reinstated off the injured list. The Tigers' first-round pick and their top overall prospect from last year, Jackson Job, will make his Jackie Robinson Ballpark debut tonight, the number 3 overall pick in 2021 at 2-4, a 4.67 earned run average. We'll take a break when we come back. A little bit earlier this week, we had a chance to sit down with one of the newest members of the Tortugas bullpen. That is the long-haired righty, Andrew Moore. He'll be our guest when we come back. Starting lineups and first pitch as well. You're listening on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach, now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Back here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network in the pregame show, Justin Rock joined alongside one of the newest members of Daytona's talented bullpen. That is the right-hander, Andrew Moore. Andrew, welcome here to Daytona Beach. You've been physically in Daytona Beach now for a couple of days. What's the experience been like for you getting situated to a new environment?
Well, I guess I could say I had a pretty good view from the hotel room to the beach, and I ain't seen the beach in a while, so it was pretty good.
What's it been like for you? Obviously traded a couple weeks ago by the Seattle Mariners to the Cincinnati Reds in the Luis Castillo trade. How did you find out that something was brewing, and when did you know that you were going to be traded?
Right before the game, the Friday before last, the minor league director came in and pulled us into the office and just told us that we were involved in a trade, a big trade, and he didn't tell us who, so we just were kind of shocked, you know. We thought we were about to get the call up, and said we got the call saying that we were about to get traded, so it was shocking.
What was it like for you to find out that you were being traded for one of the best pitchers in baseball right now? Obviously being traded is never fun, but always a good thing to know somebody wants you, and somebody wants you for somebody who is held in such high regard. So that's got to be a positive thing to think about.
Yeah, no, I felt honored, honestly. I feel like it'll be a really good thing for me, and, like, just along my journey, I feel like it'll be easier for me, too, along the way.
You've pitched a little bit of everywhere so far this year, obviously pitching out in the California League. Not as much humidity out there, and you were out in Arizona, pitched in a game in the Complex League there. That's got a different set of weather circumstances, and now you're here in Florida, which you're familiar with. You're a Georgia boy with the humidity and the stickiness of the weather down here. How do you try and find ways to keep yourself mentally prepared and physically prepared for the different weather environments that you've had to pitch in this year?
I was in California all year so far, and I mean, it gets hot in California. Like, we were playing in 100 degree heat. Like, it might not be as humid, but it's still hot. Like, it's, people say the West Coast heat is different, and it's honestly not. Like, you still sweat and get dehydrated. Like, you gotta drink a lot of water no matter what, but I mean, I feel like it's not gonna be much different. So I played college ball in Florida, so like I know I'll be all right.
You mentioned playing college ball in Florida. You played at Chipola. There's been quite the influx of Chipola guys into the Reds organization over the last couple of years. Ivan Johnson played here last year. Of course, Camp Collier and Kenya Huggins were drafted this year. And now you come over in the trade with Seattle. What's it like to be a part of an organization where so many guys, a good chunk of them at least, have come from a similar background as you, at least in terms of college ball?
Well, I mean, I guess that means the Reds like what Coach Jay's doing, at least, with his players and getting them tuned in to get ready for this next level. But, I feel like it's an honor.
No, you're a Georgia kid, getting a chance to pitch a little bit closer to home now as a professional ball player, spending a lot of time out in Arizona and California, a little bit far away from the Peach State. What's it like for you getting a chance now to be able to pitch a little bit closer to home and maybe have some friends and family come out and get a chance to see you do your thing as a pro ball player?
Yeah, no, I'm excited for some of my family to get to watch me play. They ain't watched me play in a while. Most of my family is going to be coming down this weekend. My birthday is actually Thursday, so they'll be coming down for that. And I'll just be excited to see everybody.
How excited are you to be able to not only see them, but to be able to see them to celebrate your birthday coming up?
Oh, yeah, that'll be fun. I mean, 23, getting old.
Well, you still got a lot more hair than I do. You got a beautiful flow, got a great beard, got the long hair. How do you try and find ways to maintain your hair and keep it up with all the different humidity and weather issues you got to deal with?
Nah, I think about cutting it off all the time. It's freaking, it makes me sweat so bad. It's so hot. But I just deal with it. Like, it don't last that long, so I'm fine.
Well, what inspires you to keep it, even though obviously pitching during the summer, during baseball season, can get a little toasty out there on the bump?
Honestly, I'd say I still have it, just kind of a superstitious thing. Like, I've done really, really well this year and with long hair, so, like, I don't want to change anything, make something different, so.
You mentioned you've had such a successful season out there in Modesto in the California League. What's been the biggest difference from you last year? You spent a bunch of time out in Modesto after you were drafted. What was the biggest change for you either in the off season or during the course of the season to help you take some strides forward and improve your game?
I think last year, like after I got drafted, I really wasn't locked in and focused like I probably should have been. In the off season, I worked out a lot, try to grind, just get better. And got to spring training and just felt so much more confident. And it just has went throughout the whole year so far. So,
what was it like for you? Obviously, nothing about last year, whether it be your college season or after you were drafted, the minor league season was normal. What was it like for you being able to have somewhat of a normal off season and get to experience, you know, a real spring training out in Arizona with the Mariners? What was that experience like?
It was super fun. We would go and get our stuff done, and then we would go do whatever else we wanted. We'd go golfing, hang out by the pool, whatever. Like, it was a great time.
One final question for you, Andrew. Closing out this 2022 season, got a month or so left now. Any particular goals, anything you want to accomplish and work on before you reach that final day of the regular season in mid-September?
I wouldn't say I have any specific goals. I just, you know, I want to do my job. Get outs, that's what I'm here to do, so that's all I'm trying to do. Get outs and put up good numbers, and that's my goal, I guess.
Andrew Moore, talented right-handed reliever for the Daytona Tortugas, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to the organization. Best of luck to the rest of the way, and we'll be watching you.
Thank you.
Okay, next, the pregame show, starting lineups and first pitch here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something. You will have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted, okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of.
Pepsi's more than okay.
It's okay. Okay. Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Like Lil Jon. Okay.
I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay!
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Thank you for listening to the Tortugas Pregame Show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to the first pitch to hear it before every Daytona Tortugas game. Now, back out to the ballpark and Justin Rock.
Another wonderful rendition of our national anthem performed by Norton Christensen, the resident national anthem performer here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. The Rangers have their guy for the Stanley Cup playoffs. Well, the Tortugas have their guy here in Daytona Beach. Sam Benscooter warming up on the mound. Let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups. First for the visiting Lakeland Flying Tigers, put together by their veteran manager, Andrew Graham. Peyton Graham, no relation, leads off. He is the DH. Christian Santana reached base a whole slew of times last night. He'll bat second at second. Manuel Sequeira is the shortstop, had off last night. He'll bat third. Justice Bigby had six RBIs yesterday. He'll clean up and left. Eduardo Valencia homered last night at three hits. Bats fifth at first base. Adicio Reyes bats sixth. He's at the hot corner. Jose De La Cruz, right fielder in the seventh spot. Mike Rothenberg, catcher, will hit eighth. And Austin Schultz, who came on late in the game yesterday, Roberto Campos and homered, will bat ninth in center field. As for the Daytona starting lineup, put together by their skipper, Gookie Dawkins. Great to see hitting coach Darryl Brinkley back with the team today. Austin Callahan homered last night. He'll lead off at third. Edwin Arroyo gets the start at short. He'll bat second. Jay Allen, the second, is in center field hitting third. Jack Rogers will clean up in left. Hayden Jones back in the lineup. He'll be the catcher batting fifth. Johnny Escanio will make his first Tortuga start, batting sixth at second. Yasiel Pino will bat seventh at first. Wendell Marrero, the DH in the eighth spot, and Fidel Castro will bat ninth in right field. Peyton Graham will lead off for Lakeland here in the top half of the first inning. Graham ready, Benscooter ready. The windup, our first pitch of the night, a called strike at 7:04 Eastern time. We're underway a minute ahead of schedule. Scooter from the first base side, the 0-1, and Graham fouls it off the glove of Hayden Jones. It is 0-2. Graham, 1-for-4 last night, walked twice, scored a couple of runs. Is 3-for-11 in his first three pro games. Righty batter with a slightly open stance. Ben Scooter is 0-2, and Graham down swinging. Three pitches, three strikes, sit down. Ben Scooter coming off a career-high tying 9 Ks against the Mets last week. Picks up a strikeout to start his day today. One out for Christian Santana. Santana walked three times last night. Also scored three runs. As this one grounded off the end of the bat, a late reaction from Pino. A diving play off the edge of his webbing. And ricochets to second, where it's picked up by Escanio, and that'll be an infield base hit. Pino waited a little bit longer than you would have expected to make a move on that ball to his right. And Santana ends up picking up an infield knock. So Lakeland has the game's first hit, the game's first base runner. Brings up the powerful shortstop, Manuel Sequeira. Righty batter with a bend in his knees. And Benscooter misses low for ball one. Sequeira did not play last night, hitting at 233. This is 92nd game, has 40 extra base hits this year, 16 home runs, and 47 RBIs. The 0-1, and Sequeira on the ground to third, could be two. Callahan on a second for one. Ascanio back to first, double play. 5-4-3 around the horn, and Sam Benscooter needs just six pitches to retire Lakeland in the first inning. No runs, one hit, nobody left on the double play at the end of the half. It is Lakeland nothing and Daytona coming up. You're listening on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Jackson Jobe, the number three overall pick last year, gets the start for Lakeland. Quick run through of Daytona's lineup once again. Callahan, Arroyo, and Allen. Top of the order, Rogers, Jones, Ascanio. Heart of the lineup, Pino, Marrero, and Castro make up 7, 8, and 9. Jackson Jobe gets the start tonight for Lakeland. Turned 20 just a couple of weeks ago. 6'3", 200 pounds from Irving, Texas. Righty's first pitch of the night to Austin. Inside for ball one at 96. Callahan, his first game off the IL yesterday. Reached base three times, drove in Daytona's only run with a home run. And he nearly wears this one on his belt buckle. It is 2-0. Callahan in Daytona hitting 324 in 33 games, the 2-0. And Callahan lines this one down the right field line. That one's going to get in for a base hit. Big bounce, nice leaping snag by De La Cruz, and fires in a second. That'll hold Callahan to a single. But Austin extends his hitting streak to six straight. And Daytona has the leadoff man on here to start the home first. So impressive after almost 2 weeks of minimal activity. Austin Callahan has not skipped a beat. Brings up the switch hitter Edwin Arroyo. Hitless in his Jackie Robinson ballpark debut last night, was hit by a pitch. Switch hitter batting left-handed, taps one on the ground to second. Throw on to second for one. Sequeira's relay back to first. Good stretch by Valencia. In time, double play. 4-6-3, twin killing. And just like that, the leadoff single erased. Two out in the first for Jay Allen. Allen. Oh for 3 last night. Did walk and steal a base. Jobe working from the first base side of the slab. His first pitch, and Allen sends this straight back. It is 0-1. Jay coming into the night hitting at 223. 17 extra base hits, 2 homers, 19 RBIs. Jobe at the belt, the 0-1. And Allen takes outside. It is 1-1. Jobe making his 17th start of the year. 2-4 record, a 4.67 ERA. 1-1. And Allen fouls it out of play. First baseline, it's 1-2. 53 hits allowed for the 20-year-old in 54 innings, 21 walks, and 62 strikeouts, 256. Opponent average coming into play today for the Tigers' top prospect, the 1-2. And Allen fights one in left field, and that one's going to dunk in front of Bigby for a base hit. Jay Allen aboard with a two-out single, second knock of the inning for Daytona. And Allen picks up a base hit against his fellow 2021 first-round pick. One on, two out for Jack Rogers. Rogers had a base hit last night, also was hit by a pitch in his first game off the IL. Rogers hitting at 271. Has 19 extra base hits, or rather 21. And four homers, 24 RBIs. Righty pitcher, lefty batter, Job from the stretch. And that sails high on him. Out of his crouch is Rothenberg. It is 1-0. Defensive alignment behind Job tonight, left to right of the outfield, Justice Bigby, Austin Schultz, and Jose De La Cruz. Allen leads off first. He's off. Pitches outside. Throw down by Rothenberg. Offline and not in time. An even 30 stolen bases on the season for Jay Allen. Getting closer and closer to the Tortugas' single-season record. Count 2-0 on Rogers. He isn't quite at the Daytona franchise record, but since the Tortugas took over as the team name in 2015, he is within seven now of tying that mark. 2-0, and Rogers lost his top hand on the swing. Count moves to 2-1. Third of first around the infield for Lakeland, Adinso Reyes, Manuel Sequeira, Christian Santana, and Eduardo Valencia, with Mike Rothenberg doing the catching behind the plate. The 2-1, and Rogers off the hands. Towards the third base bleachers, it's even at 2-2. Job starting for the first time since game one of a doubleheader against the Blue Jays. That was last Wednesday. One earned run, two total on three hits in five innings. A 2-2, and Rogers swings and misses. Back foot slider, doesn't realize that the ball was dropped by Rothenberg, will throw down to first to complete the K. And in the inning, first strikeout of the night for Job. Strands a man in scoring position. No runs, two hits, one left. The end of one, no score on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network. After a two-week road trip, the Tortugas return home on Tuesday, August 9th for six games against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. It all starts with a breast cancer awareness night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, August 10th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. Dress cozy as well as we host Pajama Night at the park. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on August 11th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We host another The Nine Night on Friday, August 12th, featuring best dressed uniforms. We'll have live music, pregame, and discounts with a Friday night happy hour. Stick around after the final out for a first Friday fireworks show. Break out your inner superhero on Saturday, August 13th with our Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night, featuring an appearance by the Hulk himself. It'll be first responders and Boy Scouts night at the park, and bring your pup along too as we host another Bark in the Park night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day, featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com. Top of the second inning, Sam Benscooter back to work for Daytona. Justice Bigby first at bat since his monster day yesterday. And Benscooter fools him on a first pitch fastball, could not hold up his swing. It's 0-1. Bigby, a 6 RBI game last night. Most in a game against Daytona this year, the 0-1. And Bigby swings through a slider. It is 0-2. Bigby, after his huge game yesterday, hitting at 257, 21 extra base hits, two homers, and 38 RBIs. Tall righty batter, the 0-2 from Scooter. Fastball got him looking. Outside corner at 94. Second strikeout tonight for Scoot. One away in the second. Brings up Eduardo Valencia, had three hits in the series opener last night, including a home run. Hitting at 246 in 42 games, seven doubles, four homers, and 20 RBIs. Ben Scooter, 6'3", 223 pounds from Tecumseh, Michigan. First pitch outside of Valencia, 1-0. Undrafted free agent signee last July out of Michigan State. His 13th appearance, 8th start in Daytona this year, the 1-0. And Valencia takes a called strike. It's 1-1. 2-3 mark, a 4.15 ERA. 40 hits and 43 and a third, 14 walks and 64 strikeouts. The 1-1. And Valencia out in front. It is 1-2. Ben Scooter, 4-plus innings against the Mets last Thursday in the 5-3 Daytona win. Did give up a career-high 7 hits, but only 2 runs, 1 earned. And punched out a career-high tying 9. 1-2. And Valencia down on strikes. Ball dropped by Jones. He'll throw down to first to retire Valencia. Back-to-back K's by Ben Scooter. Start the second inning, 2 out. For Adinso Reyes. Reyes, 1-for-4 last night, did walk a couple of times. Seventh game with Lakeland, 3-4 his first 20. No extra base hits, no RBIs. Burley right-handed batter, and Ben Scooter's fastball outside at 95. It is 1-0. Defensive alignment behind Ben Scooter. Left to right in the outfield, Jack Rogers, Jay Allen the second, and Fidel Castro. As Reyes takes low, it's 2-0. Third and first around the infield, Austin Callahan, Edwin Arroyo, Johnny Ascanio, and Yasiel Pino. With Hayden Jones doing the catching behind the plate. Right arm dangling at Ben Scooter's side, the 2-0. And Reyes with a squibber towards the first base dugout. It is 2-1. 87 degrees on an overcast Wednesday night here in Daytona Beach. Real feel at 95. 7 mile per hour wind gusts to the southeast. The 2-1. And Reyes drives one out to right. Back into his right is Castro to the warning track at the wall. And all he can do is turn and watch that one sail out beyond the Krabby's Oceanside signage. First full season home run in the career of Adinso Reyes. An opposite field shot, his first full season RBI as well. And Lakeland takes a 1-0 second inning lead. 104 miles an hour off the bat, 416 feet. And Lakeland with their fourth home run in the first 11 innings of this series. Jump in front here on this Wednesday night. Just the fourth home run Ben Scooter has allowed this year in the first since his rehab stint in the Arizona Complex League back on July the 16th. Jose De La Cruz up with the bases empty and 2 out. And the tall righty takes low for ball 1. De La Cruz, 1-for-4 last night at a bases loaded walk. Hitting 216 in 70 games, the 1-0, and De La Cruz gets hit. Just barely grabbed a piece of his left arm on its way by. And back-to-back base runners against Ben Scooter with 2 out in the inning. Lakeland stays alive for the catcher, Mike Rothenberg. Did not play last night, switch hitter. Will bat left-handed. By the way, all of Lakeland switch hitters might as well just be listed as lefties in this series. Daytona does not have a lefty on their pitching staff. As Rothenberg takes a strike at 0-1. Rothenberg hitting at 230, 6 doubles, 3 homers, 16 RBIs. Daytona's only had one lefty pitcher all year. That was the reliever Javian Sandridge, who was sent up to high A a couple weeks ago. As Rothenberg out in front, good changeup, it's 0-2. Lights on here at the stadium. See some blue trying to work its way through the haze out along the right field side. Look out towards Beach Street along the third baseline. A lot more gray in that direction. the stretch, runner goes, the 0-2. And Rothenberg gets it off the end of the bat. Back and out of play, remains at no balls and two strikes. Ben Scooter missed almost 2 months with vertigo. Made a start in St. Lucie on June the 1st. Left in the bottom of the third inning after facing one batter. Landed on the IL 2 days later with vertigo. And was sent back out to Arizona. Made a handful of rehab starts before returning to the Tortugas on July the 27th. As Rothenberg takes down an in. One ball and two strikes. Lakeland one on, two out. A run in here in the top half of the second inning. 1-2. And a breaking ball at the letters. Strike three call. Hit the top of the zone. And Ben Scooter strikes out the side in the second. But Lakeland gets a run on the home run by Adinso Reyes at the end of one and a half. Lakeland a 1-0 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey, baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Aiden Jones to lead off for Daytona. Bottom of the second inning. First pitch swinging. Rips one into the left center field gap. All the way to the base of the wall. And Aiden Jones will cruise into second with a first pitch leadoff double. Was hitless in the final two games of that St. Lucie series. But Jones back in his own confines. Rips a double into the left center field alleyway. First extra base hit of the night for Daytona. So Hayden comes away with his 12th double of the year. Brings up the switch hitting second baseman, Johnny Ascanio. Pinch hit in the ninth inning last night, flied out to left in his first at bat. And the first pitch he sees today, down and in. 4-1. Ascanio in the Arizona Complex League performed extremely well with the bat. Jobe steps off and looks Jones back to second base. Ascanio in the ACL was hitting .344 in 20 games, 21 for 61. Three doubles, two triples as this one driven out to left. Back to the track goes Bigby onto the warning track, makes the over-the-shoulder grab right in front of the land shark signage by the manual scoreboard. Ascanio gives it a ride, came up a couple of feet short of his first home run of the season. But Hayden Jones tags and advances to third. And he is there with one out for Yasiel Pino. Pino did not play last night, hitting at 188. 29 games in Daytona, 18 for 96. Three doubles, a homer, seven RBIs. And the first pitch, slider, wicked movement towards the heart of the plate from the inside corner. It is 0-1. It's been a rough go for Pino as of late. Does not have a hit during the month of August. The 0-1, and Pino laid on the fastball at 95. It's 0-2. Pino coming into play today, 0-4 his last 22. Does have five walks in that span, and just 1-4 his last 34, dating back to July the 24th. The 0-2, Pino steps in the bucket but fouls it back. Stays at no balls and two strikes. Got off to a marvelous start in Daytona. Particularly that series in Lakeland was his first with the Tortugas. Did extremely well. The 0-2. And that curves in there for strike three call. Pino left frozen. Job Slider, one of the best in last year's draft class. Averaging right around 3,000 RPMs. And you just saw that one fool Pino. First, or rather second, strikeout of the night for Job. Man at third and two out. And his first at-bat back in Daytona Beach for Wendell Marrero. Marrero spent a majority of last year in Daytona. Rejoined the Tortugas during the road trip in Jupiter. And he's laid on the fastball at 94. It's 0-1. Marrero, 0-for-1 pinch hit, struck out to end the game on Sunday. 5-for his first 30 in 10 games with Daytona this year. And he takes that one at the knees. It's quickly 0-2. Marrero, no extra base hits and an RBI. Jones at third with two out. The 0-1. And that one low. Actually, the 0-2 is low. It is one ball and two strikes. Bottom of the 7 o'clock hour in the East. Aiden Jones, a leadoff double. He's at third with two out. Lakeland a 1-0 lead on the Adinso Reyes home run. 1-2. And that breaking ball got him looking at the knees. Slider froze him. Back-to-back strikeouts for Job. Gets Lakeland out of trouble in the second. No runs, one hit, and one left at the end of two. 1-0 Flying Tigers on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Sundays are for family fun days at the Jack. Come save a few dollars and be part of the Shell-tastic Family Club to close out your weekends. Sheldon's Family Fun Pack includes a general admissions ticket to every Sunday home game, a Tortugas cap, special food and drink vouchers, access to special events like Kids Run the Bases and Catches on the Field, plus your own membership card and more. Plans are $24 for kids and $48 for adults. Give our ticket office a phone call and join in on a baseball atmosphere for all ages by calling 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Austin Schultz to lead off with Lakeland here on the top of the third. Flying Tigers a 1-0 lead. Austin Schultz, Peyton Graham, Christian Santana. 3-2 up in the inning as Schultz takes a strike to start the inning. And now Ben Scooter misses away for ball one. Schultz came on for Roberto Campos last night. Left the game in the fourth inning. Still not entirely certain what happened with him. As Schultz, a foul tip into the glove of Jones. It is 1-2, but Schultz came into the ballgame and scored a couple of runs and hit a two-run home run in the ninth inning. Schultz hitting at 236. It's his 52nd game. 9 extra base hits, 2 homers, 18 RBIs. 1-2. And Schultz down on strikes. Chase the breaking ball off the outside corner. Fourth straight out for Ben Scooter with the K. He has punched out 5 through 2 1/3 tonight. Back to the top of the order in Peyton Graham. Struck out his first time 0-for-1. Daytona tonight wearing the Paradise Green Copa de la Diversión uniforms. First pitch from Scooter. And a check swing. Did he go? No. Says the base umpire tonight, Garrett Griffin. It's 1-0. Tortuga is arched across the chest. Starts in white. Fades down to powder blue by the bottom of the letters. 1-0. Graham takes low. It is 2-0. Green numerals front and back. Powder blue border. Green piping around the collar down the front of the jersey. White pants for Scooter down to his ankles. The 2-0. And Graham off the handle. It is 2-1. White on white cleats for Ben Scooter. Powder blue cap, powder blue bill. White block D logo on the front, the 2-1. Taken on the outer half, it is even at 2-2. 94-mile-an-hour fastball that time from Scooter. American flag out in center, blowing straight out right now. The 2-2. And Graham a bouncing ball to short. Waiting on it is Arroyo. Quick transfer, low throw. Backhanded by Pino, 2 out. Brings up Christian Santana. Reached on the infield single back in the first inning. Santana, 18 years old, won't turn 19 until right around Thanksgiving in November. As that one low, 1-0. Santana, start of the year in Lakeland, skipped right over the FCL. Played last year in the Dominican Summer League, the 1-0. Outside, 2-0. Got off to a bumpy start. He's hitting just 149 in his first 21 games. Landed on the IL on May the 9th. Wasn't reinstated until a month later. As Santana, not sure where that missed, up and in. Count moves to 3-0. But since Santana has come off the IL, hitting at 240, with a 747 OPS, 200 points better than he did pre-injury. And now he draws another walk. Fourth time he has coaxed a free pass already in this series. First one allowed tonight by Ben Scooter. Brings up Manuel Sequeira. Grounded into a double play his first time. Yeah, last night tough for Daytona's pitching staff. 12 walks tied for the most. Given up by a Florida State League pitching staff in a single game this year as Sequeira thought he had a ball. But that breaking ball drops in for a strike knee high. It's 0-1. Most walks Daytona had permitted in a game since they walked 12 against Palm Beach in the penultimate game of last year. Sequeira in the air to right center field. Wind's blowing that way. Allen back into his left in front of the warning track. Makes the catch right in front of the AAEA signage to end the inning. So Sequeira gives it a ride but just misses. A two-run home run to center. No runs, no hits, one left on the two-out walk. At the end of two and a half, still 1-0 Lakeland on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Tortugas are always looking to make a positive impact. That's why every Tuesday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging. Every Tuesday night at the Jack, Tortugas players and coaches will don special pink-tinted uniforms as the franchise raises money and awareness in the never-ending fight against breast cancer. Nothing can be better than an evening of baseball under the lights and supporting a noble cause. To purchase your Breast Cancer Awareness Night tickets today, give the Tugues box office a call at 386-257-3172 or visit them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Tortugas down a run as we head to the bottom of the third inning. 9-1 and 2 due up in the order against the 20-year-old Jackson Jobe. Fidel Castro leads off in the inning. Yes, Lakeland fans, his name is Fidel Castro. Native of Santo Domingo in the Dominican, fouls it back. It is 0-1. 0-1. Fidel takes outside 1-1. For those of you wondering, it is a family name. His dad was Fidel and his father before him. They have passed it down for generations, well outdating 1950s Cuba. As Castro takes a strike, it's 1-2. Fidel hitting 214, 39 games, two doubles, four homers, nine RBIs. 1-2, and Castro down on strikes. Fastball down and in at 96. Exploded out of the right-handed Jackson Jobe. Third straight strikeout for the right-hander. One away in the third inning for the top of the order in Austin Callahan. Singled, was erased on a double play back in the first inning. Lakeland tonight wearing the Navy alternate jerseys. First pitch from Jobe. Slides in there for a strike, 0-1. Flying Tigers, white script lettering across the chest. White stencil numerals on the back. The 0-1. And Callahan pulls his head out on the change. It's 0-2. Gray pants. Jobe has him all the way up to his ankles, or to his knees, I should say. Navy piping along the side. Tall, dark blue socks. As Callahan takes high, it is 1-2. White on white Nike cleats for Jobe. Holds his right hand in that bright orange, tiger-colored mitt. 1-2, and Callahan pummels one in the air to left. Back in two is left to the track, to the wall. All he can do is turn and watch that one sail out of here again. Out by the manual scoreboard. Two games off the injured list. Two home runs for Austin Callahan. One to right field last night. One here to left field today. 98 miles an hour off the bat. 408 feet. His fifth home run, his 17th RBI, and Daytona has tied the game at one here in the bottom of the third inning. Bigby traced it back to the fence, tried to play it off the wall, but when he went to do so, the ball disappeared and between the manual and virtual scoreboards. Edwin Arroyo the batter, and a violent swing and a miss at a fastball high and tight. It's 0-1. Callahan has now homered four times in his last four games here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. This one line to center. Coming on is Schultz. And he'll make the running grab in and to his right. Two down. Callahan had a two-home run game in the second game of that three-game series against the Cardinals in late July. And homered last night and again today. Kid is hotter than the Daytona Beach asphalt. Brings up Jay Allen with the bases empty and a run in. And Allen attacks the first pitch and bounces it to short. Fielded there by Zakara. Easy throw in time to end the inning. But Daytona picks up a run on the opposite field home run by Austin Callahan. At the end of three, tied at one on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign. Will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Shout out to Chris Walls and the Austin Callahan Fan Club here in Daytona Beach and back home in Fremont, Nebraska. Callahan has tied it at 1 here in this fourth inning. Justice Bigby to lead off against Sam Benscooter. And he looks at a strike. It's 0-1. Bigby struck out his first time. Heart of the lineup due up for Lakeland in the inning. Tied at 1, and that one slips up and in. Evens up at a ball and a strike. Mentions here at the Jack, 317 down the line and left, 400 to straightaway center, 325 to the pole and right, the 1-1. And Bigby fouls it off the handle. It's 1-2. Bigby been swinging a scalding stick as of late. Has hits in 14 of his last 17 games after last night, hitting 344 since the middle of July. This one out towards the Budweiser bullpen. Right field side, out of play. Stays at 1-2. 19th round pick last year at a Western Carolina University. A set, the 1-2. And Bigby again sends it to the right and out of play. Remains 1-2 on the Flying Tigers leadoff batter. No relation to former Baltimore Oriole outfielder Larry Bigby. But his dad, Scott, did play baseball and football at Elizabeth City State University. That one up and away, 2-2. At a Grassfield High School in Chesapeake, Virginia. The 2-2. And Bigby, a foul tip off the glove of Jones. Could not squeeze it. And Bigby gets another chance. Bigby, Valencia, and Reyes. Three scheduled to bat for Lakeland in the inning. Flying Tigers a run on 2 hits. No errors and 2 left. Daytona 1 run, 4 hits. No errors. They have left 2 also. The 2-2. And Bigby, a line drive back up the middle, nearly hit Benscooter. Fielded behind the pitcher's mound by the second baseman, Ascanio. And he'll throw on to first for the first out. Benscooter luckily able to duck out of the way of that line drive. 1 away for Eduardo Valencia. Benscooter taking a little stroll behind the mound to gather himself. Valencia struck out his first time. Righty batter with an open stance. And the first pitch fastball sent to the checkerboard screen. It's 0-1. Valencia 3 hits last night. Had a brief stint. Double A Erie. Back in July, as he's taking all the way and looks at a strike. Outside corner at 86, it's 0-2. Valencia, 9 games since he has rejoined the Flying Tigers. 9 for 31, 290 average in that span, the 0-2. And Valencia takes inside. Off the inside corner, it's 1-2. At the 50th pitch today for the right-hander. 1-2. in the dirt. Squirts to the right of Jones. Evens at 2-2. Ben Scooter, last time out against the Mets, season highs in pitches and strikes thrown. 78 and 50 respectively. 2-2. And Valencia down on strikes. Chase the high cheese at 95. Another strikeout for Sam Benscooter. That is his sixth today. And Sam Benscooter having some issues with his belt. Josh Hobson was going out to give him one, but Tanner Cooper back in the dugout. Been back with the club the last couple of days. Has his mustache back. Took his belt off and proceeded to hand it off to Sam Benscooter, who is struggling to hide a wide smile amidst that brown beard. Amazingly, this is not the first time that's happened at Daytona this season. I want to say it happened in Tampa as well. It was fairly recently where another Daytona player had to go back to the dugout because either a belt broke or they just forgot to wear one. Bases empty, two out for Adinso Reyes. Homered off Benscooter in the second. And he looks at a strike at 0-1. Reyes joined Lakeland for the Complex League last Tuesday. Number 22 prospect, according to Baseball America. As this is a soft ground ball to short. Fielded to his left by Arroyo. Sidearm throw to first in plenty of time. And Lakeland is retired in order in the fourth. No runs, no hits, nobody left. 3.5 complete. Benscooter getting it done with two different kinds of belts. Tied at 1 on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Jack Rogers to lead off for Daytona here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Lakeland and Daytona tied at one. Heart of the lineup set to bat for Daytona. Rogers, Jones, and Escanio. The three set to bat. Rogers struck out against Joba his first time. And he swings through a first pitch fastball. Comes in at 94. It is 0-1. Rogers reached base twice in his return last night. The 0-1. Is taken low. It's a ball and a strike. Umpire and crew tonight. Nelson Fraley behind the plate, calling balls and strikes. Garrett Griffin on the bases. All manual umpiring in this series. Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the lone park in this circuit that does not have the Hawkeye system. Rogers takes outside. It's 2-1. Third baseman Reyes off the line. Job winds at 2-1. And Rogers takes a strike. Outer half, it's 2-2. Jobin, interesting prospect, number 3 overall pick last year out of Heritage Hall School in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. As this one off the handle towards the third base seats, it is 2-2. Joined Lakeland late this year, wasn't added to the roster until 8 days after the season began on April the 16th. Time called at home by Rogers. Athletic bloodlines, his dad Brant, a professional golfer, still on the PGA Senior Tour, the 2-2 pitch. Now Rogers fouls it off his back foot. Stays at 2 balls and 2 strikes, was the Gatorade High School Player of the Year. In Oklahoma last year was the consensus top prep arm coming into last year's draft, the 2-2. And Rogers off the end of the bat, back behind the plate, stays at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Not only was he a star pitcher at Heritage Hall in Oklahoma, he was a marvelous shortstop. As a matter of fact, if he was not the stalwart pitching prospect that he is, outside 3-2, some scouting services thought Job might get picked in day 2 last year as a position player. Was 9-0 in high school last year with a .13 ERA. Rogers, another foul ball. Next pitch in this at-bat will be number 10. Walked just 5, struck out 122 in 51 2/3 innings. I don't know why, but I always get a kick out of those numbers from high school pitchers that are dominant like Job is. As Rogers down on strikes. Fastball up at 95, another punch out for the young right-hander. Fifth K today for Job. Brings up Hayden Jones, doubled and was stranded at third in the second inning. But I always just get a hoot at looking at those stats because they're ridiculous. They're literally what you do if you were playing on easy mode in MLB The Show. As Jones takes a strikeout or half, it's 0-1. And not a knock on who Job was playing against, just that's how good some of these high school arms can be. Foul back 0-2. I mean, I remember back in my high school days, first-round pick, a lefty by the name of Rob Kaminsky, putting up similar, just comical numbers in New Jersey high school baseball. So first-round pick of the Cardinals a number of years ago. Sometimes they're just guys that are head and shoulders above the rest. The 0-2, and Jones gets it off the hands on the ground a second. Going down to get it off the chest is Santana. Make sure that ball doesn't get behind him. And he'll throw on to first. Two out. Brings up the switch hitting Johnny Ascanio. Flied out to left his first time, 0-1. One of the interesting things reading about Job, not just the fact that he was a super talented shortstop, is that what makes him different, at least for most of the other top prospects I've read about in my time in the minors, is for a young righty coming out of high school, his fastball was not his best pitch. Outside of Ascanio with a change, it's 1-0. It was his slider. Talked about averaging around 3,000 RPMs, which is just otherworldly. Outside 2-0. For instance, Juan Abril, who threw last night for Daytona. Talk with Jeff Lecates, our TrackMan operator. He was around 29,000, or 2,900, I should say, with the slider. If it was 29,000, now that would be something worth seeing. 2-0, and Ascanio punches one in the air to center. Back goes Schultz, stops in front of the warning track. Still on the green shaded turf, makes the catch to close out a 1-2-3 inning. First of the night for Jackson Job. Tires Daytona on 16 pitches. Thanks to the long battle with Rogers at the end of 4. Still tied at 1 on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted, okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay.
It's okay! Okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay. Like Lil Jon. Okay.
I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay!
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays, presented by Bud Light, are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Jose De La Cruz leads off here in the top of the fifth inning. Swings through a fastball from Ben Scooter. It is 0-1. Tied at 1 here on the Tortugas Radio Network. That one atop the zone. De La Cruz disagrees. It's 0-2. Bottom third of the Lakeland order. De La Cruz, Rothenberg, and Schultz. Three squared up against Ben Scooter. As Sam spikes the slider in the dirt. It is 1-2. Let's take a look around the Florida State League here on this Wednesday night as we near the top of the 8 o'clock hour here in the East. Hope you're having a wonderful Wednesday, the 1-2. And De La Cruz swings and misses. Ball gets away from Jones to his left towards the warning track. And De La Cruz hustling down the line is going to be safe. Drop third, strike wild pitch. And that is how Lakeland puts the leadoff man on here to start the fifth inning. Took a bad bounce on Jones to his left. So Ben Scooter gets credit for the strikeout. That is his seventh. But Lakeland has leadoff man on in the fifth inning for Mike Rothenberg. Struck out looking his first time. And this one fouled in and out of the glove of Jones. Count is 0-1. One final already today in the league. Bradenton and Palm Beach played a matinee out in the southwest portion of the Sunshine State. It was a camp day for the Marauders at Leacock Park. The 0-1. Inside corner for a called strike. It's 0-2. Juan Jerez walked it off in the bottom of the 10th with a sack fly. Bradenton a 4-3 winner. The 0-2. That one in the dirt gets away from Jones on a hop. Advancing to second goes De La Cruz on another wild pitch. Just a 55-foot offering from Ben Scooter. Ball bounced about a couple of feet in front of the plate and over the shoulder of Jones. So 1-2 now as the Flying Tigers have a man in scoring position with nobody out. Everything else in the Florida State League still in progress. On this Wednesday, the 10th of August. Tied at 1 here in Daytona, the 1-1. And a swing and a miss. Actually, that was the 1-2. One of the lights out in left center field on the manual scoreboard. It was not on. So Rothenberg down on strikes. Make that 8 Ks for Ben Scooter today. One shy of matching that high from last week against the Mets. Two strikeouts in the inning. Now it is Austin Schultz, also whiffed in his first trip. And that fastball sizzles across the plate. It is 0-1. Fort Myers in Jupiter. That game tied at 4 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Scooter is 0-1. And that down and away. Evens at 1-1. Edie Capé, a solo home run for the Hammerheads, his first. Chase Luttrell has gone deep as well. Three-run shot, the first of his pro career. 1-1. Fastball. Square across the top of the zone at 94. It's 1-2. Jordan Carr still on the mound for Fort Myers. Jupiter already into their bullpen. Ben Scooter is 1-2. And Schultz snags a piece, bounces it off the plate to stay in there. Top of the fifth inning in Clearwater. Thresher is shutting out the Mets 5-0. Clearwater will come to the Jack for the second half of this two-week homestand next week. Alfredo Flores, a home run for the Threshers, his third, as Schultz can't hold up. Slider in the dirt. Third strikeout of the inning for Ben Scooter. That is now a career-high tying 9 punch-outs tonight against Lakeland. Third time he has done that this season. Matches the highest strikeout total for a Tortuga arm this year. Now Peyton Graham going to try and put this ball in play. Has struck out and grounded it short tonight. And he attacks the first pitch and fouls it off the handle at 0-1. Flores, a solo home run, is third. Gabriel Cotto starting for the Threshers. Mets already into their bullpen on what appears to be a bullpen day for them. De La Cruz is at second with two out. The 0-1 to Graham. On the outer half. Just scraping it. It's 0-2. Only other game in the circuit tonight is in Dunedin. Tampa a 7-1 lead on the Blue Jays. Tampa has already hit 5 home runs in that ballgame. The 0-2. On the outside corner, got him looking. Sam Benscooter just struck out 4 batters in a scoreless top half of the fifth inning. A career high, 10 strikeouts tonight for the 24-year-old right-hander. No runs, no hits, 1 left on the drop third strike. Halfway through this one, tied at 1 on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Belly Buster Wednesdays are returning to East Orange Avenue. Starting at just $14 a ticket, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and of course, delicious, cheesy Marco's Pizza. Want to purchase a Belly Buster upgrade at the box office on game day? No problem. For just $4, you can add a Belly Buster to any Wednesday game ticket. Don't miss out on the mouth-watering goodies and jaw-dropping plays at Jackie Robinson Ballpark this summer. Get your Belly Buster Wednesday tickets today by calling the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or purchase them on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Take the field before the first pitch with your favorite Tortugas players as a part of our Field of Dreams package. Starting at $16 a person, fans receive a general admission ticket, a standard food voucher, and a Tortugas hat. Field of Dreams spots are going quickly, so be sure to act today. To purchase your Field of Dreams package today, call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or log on to DaytonaTortugas.com for more information.
Yasiel Pino to lead off for Daytona here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Jackson Joe back to work for Lakeland. And he fires a strike on the outside part of the Pentagon. It's 0-1. Pino, Marrero, and Castro. 7-8-9 due up for Daytona after Ben Scooter struck out 4 in the fifth. This one flared down the right field line. Will it stay fair? No. Just a few inches to the right of that chalk line. Out by the Bud bullpen, it is 0-2. But a career-high 10 strikeouts tonight for Ben Scooter. I have no idea when was the last time Daytona struck out 4 batters in an inning. Certainly hasn't happened in my 3 years. at the helm here. And in addition to that, I don't think I've ever called a four strikeout inning. This is my 10th year of doing this. The 0-2. Pino powers one out to left center field. Back into his left goes Bigby to the warning track, and that one is it out? Yes! It goes just to the right of the video board in left center field. Yasiel Pino sneaks it out beyond the left center field wall, snaps an 0-for-23 streak at the plate by giving Daytona a 2-1 lead. 100 miles an hour off the bat, 413 feet. His second home run, his eighth RBI, and Daytona takes a 2-1 fifth inning lead. Both of his home runs this year against the Flying Tigers. The first one came at the joke. This one here at the Jack. Wendell Marrero takes high for ball one. And Pino, who had been scuffling as of late, as Marrero lifts one third base side. Reyes foul ground by the Tortuga bullpen. Out of his reach, it is 1-1. But even Pino could not contain his emotion as he saw that ball get out. Both umpires waited a while before they raised that right index finger and waved it around to signal the homer. Hard to tell with a twilight sky in that far away white baseball. As Marrero takes low, it's 2-1. I certainly had trouble picking it up as it went out. That's why I waited for the call for the umpires. A 2-1. Marrero sends it to the screen. Evens at 2-2. Nobody on, one, or nobody on, nobody out. One in for Daytona here in the fifth inning. They have a 2-1 lead. Action in the Tortugas left field bullpen. Right-hander up and throwing the 2-2. And Marrero takes low. It is a full count. Andrew Moore, our pregame guest, warming up. If he comes on, he'll make his Tortugas debut as Marrero takes outside for ball four. Tried to backdoor him on a slider, but missed the half of the plate. And the first two have reached against Job in the bottom of the fifth inning. So one on, nobody out. Brings up the nine-hitter Fidel Castro. Mike Rothenberg out of the mound to have a conversation with the right-hander Joe. All three runs in this game have been scored on home runs. Lakeland had jumped in front 1-0 in the second on a homer to right by Adinso Reyes. Daytona tied it in the third on an opposite field shot by Austin Callahan, and have taken the lead here in the fifth on the home run to left center by Yasiel Pino. Castro struck out his first time, 0-for-1. And he's laid on the fastball away at 94. It is no balls and one strike. Mentioned the only score I haven't told you about tonight is in Dunedin. Tampa up 7-2 on the Blue Jays. Castro sends it out of play towards the third base bleachers. 5 home runs tonight for the Tampa Tarpons. First 2 for Taylor Aguilar. Ramfair Salinas has hit a 2-run homer his third. Luis Santos is first. And Madison Santos is fifth. As this one popped high in the air into left field. Racing in is Bigby to his left, drifting to his left. And he'll make the catch for the first out of the inning. Ball swirling in the Daytona Beach breeze. Bigby able to stay with it. Brings up Austin Callahan. Has 4 hits already in his first 2 games off the IL. 2 hits last night. 2 more today, has singled and clubbed a solo home run. Job from the stretch, throw back to first. And Marrero back in standing. Jobe, below the letter is the 0-1. And Callahan takes outside. It's actually one ball and no strikes. Runner stays put. Callahan looks at a strike. And it's even a 1-1 ball. Gets loose from Daytona's left field bullpen, so time is called. Jackson Jobe making his 17th start of the year tonight. At 65 pitches, here with one out in the fifth. A 1-1. Slider on the outer half. It is 1-2. Jobe, five strikeouts. Too shy of matching his career high. Runner goes, 1-2 is fouled away. Callahan stays in there. Jobe, drafted last year in the first round by the Tigers. Man that drafted him. As well as the DH tonight, Peyton Graham. This year's draft class fired by the Tigers earlier today. 1-2, and a foul ball off the mitt of Rothenberg. Callahan stays in there. Al Avila, who has been in the Tigers organization since 2002, had been let go as the team's executive vice president and general manager. Took over for Dave Dombrowski after they let him go. And they pick off Marrero at first base. A great move by Jobe, and Marrero just a little bit delayed on the move back to first. And Valencia applies the leather, and Marrero picked off 1-3 for the second out here in the fifth inning. And Callahan gets hit in the foot with a back foot slider. But they say he swung at it, and so it is strike three to end the inning. That is the second time this year Daytona has struck out on a pitch that hit him. First one was Ruben Ibarra. It feels like many months ago. Daytona takes the lead on the leadoff home run by Yasiel Pino. Andrew Moore coming on to make his Tortugas debut. 2-1 Daytona after 5. Two-week road trip, the Tortugas return home on Tuesday, August 9th for 6 games against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. It all starts with a breast cancer awareness night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, August 10th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. Dress cozy as well as we host Pajama Night at the park. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on August 11th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We host another The Nine Night on Friday, August 12th, featuring best-dressed uniforms. We'll have live music pregame and discounts with a Friday Night Happy Hour. Stick around after the final out for a first Friday fireworks show. Break out your inner superhero on Saturday, August 13th with our Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night, featuring an appearance by the Hulk himself. It'll be First Responders and Boy Scouts Night at the park, and bring your pup along too as we host another Bark of the Park Night. We wrap up the 6-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day, featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Andrew Moore coming on to make his Tortugas debut tonight. Came over in the Luis Castillo trade along with the shortstop Edwin Arroyo. 2-3-4 in the Lakeland order, due up against the long-haired righty. First pitch grounded up the middle. Fielded behind, second by Ascanio. Off balance, throw in time to get him. Beautiful play The 19-year-old getting his first start in Daytona Beach. Helps out his fellow newcomer, one away. One pitch into the top of the sixth inning. Brings up Manuel Zaccara. Has grounded into a double play and flied out to deep center. Moore made his Reds organizational debut in the Complex League shortly after the trade, as that pitch outside at 83, it's 1-0. Moore faced two batters, hit one, and struck out the other. Works from the extreme first base side of the mound, the 1-0. And that one misses high and tight. Two balls and no strikes. Moore with the Modesto Nuts. Mariners single-A affiliate was 2-1, had one save. A 1.95 ERA. Is that too far inside for ball three at 98? 25 relief appearances, 17 walks, 58 strikeouts in 32 and a third innings, over 16 Ks per nine. The 3-0, and that fastball low for ball four. So Zaccara works a four-pitch walk, and the Flying Tigers have the tying run on with one out in the sixth inning. Brings up Justice Bigby. Bigby has struck out and grounded a second. Final line up for the starters, Sam Benscooter, five innings, one run on two hits. A walk, a career-high 10 strikeouts. Did give up the home run in the second. More from the stretch, and that pitch nearly grabs a piece of Bigby on its way by. 97 on the gun, it's 1-0. Benscooter charged with two wild pitches and a hit batter. 70 pitches and 49 strikes tonight. 1-0, and Bigby fights it off the handle. It is 1-1. Moore, the Mariners' 14th round pick last year out of Chipola College. You heard us talk about that on the pregame show with Andrew. Ivan Johnson, who's up in Double-A. Draftees Cam Collier, Kenya Huggins, all out of Chipola. As is Moore, the 1-1. And Bigby tied up inside at 96. It's 1-2. Moore, the Reds' number 28 prospect in the updated rankings that came out yesterday by Baseball America. Zaccara leads off first, the 1-2. And this one hit in the air right center field. Coming on to his right, Castro will run it down. Took a big secondary lead, did Zaccara off of first. Was three quarters of the way to second and had to hustle to get back to first as Castro threw behind him. Two out in the sixth. Brings up Eduardo Valencia. Has struck out twice tonight. Fans, if you need to get your group to their big event, then ride with our friends at Escott Bus Lines, the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Zaccara leads, and this one too far inside and grazed a piece of Valencia. That'll be a hit batter. Valencia, I think, a little bit stunned more than anything as he gets back up on his feet. And Lakeland now with two on and two out. The man that produced their only run of the night in Adinso Reyes. American flag out in center, still blowing from right to left. Tortugas in the Paradise Green. Lakeland in the Navy jerseys tonight. 86 degrees right now in Daytona, still humid, but the real feel in the mid-90s at 95. Similar weather to what we endured here at the Jack last night. And now the trainer for Lakeland going to come out. Eric Flores out of the first base dugout to take a look at Valencia. Seems to be favoring that left side right above his hip. Whatever Valencia has said or done over at first base was enough to send Flores back to the dugout. See if Valencia comes out offensively for the bottom of the inning. Reyes 1-for-2 with a solo home run. And the first pitch slider way out in front. Beautiful sweeping pitch. It's 0-1. Tortugas will have 2, 3, and 4 Two up in the bottom of the inning. Moore will celebrate his birthday later on this month. As Reyes thought about it, ball kicks to the left to Jones, and everyone's going to move up. And now they're going to say the batter went around. It's 0-2. Was it a late call from the home plate umpire, Nelson Fraley? Reyes can't believe that it was called a swinging strike. But Sequeira will take third. To second goes Valencia on the wild pitch. So Moore a strike away from getting out of trouble after a walk and a hit batter here in this sixth inning. The 0-2. And Reyes, a big bouncer off the plate towards third. Charging in Callahan from the infield. Turf throws in time to Pino to end the inning. So Lakeland threatens, and Andrew Moore's first inning as a Tortuga. Get a couple of base runners without a hit, but can't bring either home at the end of 5.5. Still a 2-1 Daytona lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays, presented by Bud Light, are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Edwin Arroyo, Jay Allen the second, Jack Rogers, 3-2 up for Daytona. In the sixth, Jackson Joba back to work at 69 pitches so far tonight, 50 of them strikes. As Edwin Arroyo swings the first pitch and grounds it fair over the first base bag and into the right field corner. Arroyo on his way to second, De La Cruz's strong arm fires in, cut off by Santana. First Jackie Robinson ballpark base hit for Edwin Arroyo is a leadoff double. And Daytona with a man in scoring position and nobody out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. 41st extra base hit in single-A baseball for Edwin Arroyo here in 2022. And now his old buddy from amateur ball, Jay Allen II. He, Jay, Chase Petty, very close. Chase now up at high A Dayton, promoted during that two-week road trip. They'll appeal down to first, saying that the runner missed first base. But I think part of the issue was Job didn't do it right. He wasn't standing on the mound and then step off. Now he's going to do it. And they call him out. Arroyo missed first base. And so he is out. That is the Daytona was able to secure that in their favor several times earlier this season with the help of Cody White, a first base coach who has a keen eye for that. And White is the first base coach for Daytona right now. And I think White was reading Garrett Griffin, the riot act, and Gookie Dawkins out of the dugout to argue. So no longer does Edwin Arroyo have his first Jackie Robinson ballpark base hit. be honest, even though we've had this happen in various different ways this season, honestly don't remember what the official ruling was. It happened on a double during Daytona's first road trip of the year in Palm Beach. It was a Sunday afternoon. Brandon Hernandez for the Cardinals led off the bottom of the first inning with a ground rule double to left center. You could hear with nobody in the crowd at Roger Dean yell out to the first baseman, Ruben Ibarra, at the time, saying, hey, miss first base. And the Tortugas challenged. And Hernandez was indeed deemed to have missed first. And it screwed up game day. The live stats for the rest of the game. It was the bottom of the first. So Dawkins' argument falls on deaf ears. So now Jay Allen with the bases empty and one out. Takes a called strike. It is 0-1. The 0-1. And this one hit in the air right center field. Back into his left, curling towards the warning track as Schultz reaches out and makes the catch right in front of the Jackie Robinson retired numbers in right center field. Allen gave it a ride, but Schultz a great running grab to retire his counterpart. Two down for Jack Rogers. So now it is Rogers. Is hitless tonight with a couple of Ks, and he takes high for ball one. That one on the inside corner strike. Count even to 1-1. Bases empty, two out. Bottom of the sixth inning. Daytona a 2-1 lead. As that breaking ball bounces, it is two balls and one strike. Righty fires, and Rogers out in front, foul tip. On the changeup, it is 2-2. Hayden Jones, the catcher, is on deck. The 2-2 from Job. And Rogers, a ground ball back up the middle. Fielded behind the second base bag by the shortstop, Zakera. And his play on a first in time to end a wacky bottom of the sixth. So Edwin Arroyo thought you had a double to start the inning, but ends up going down as a 9-4-6-1-3 ground out. Looks like a misspelled phone number. Call to the bullpen for Daytona. They lead 2-1 going to the top of the seventh inning.
Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your pack package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Going to the bullpen for Daytona as we head to the top of the seventh inning. Those of you wondering, the play where Arroyo doubled to start the inning was then ruled out because he missed first base will be officially scored as if it was a ground out. So that's why it is that wild 9-4-6-1-3 for that first out in the bottom of the sixth. Alberto Gonzalez, new arm in the game. This is outside, ball one to Jose De La Cruz. Gonzalez, the third, fires. And De La Cruz can't lay off the breaking ball. It's 1-1. Berto, standing at 6 feet tall, 193 pounds, 23 years old, from Laredo, Texas. 1-1, outside, 2-1. De La Cruz been hit by a pitch, reached on a drop third strike wild pitch. Gonzalez took the tough luck loss on Friday, even though he did not allow an earned run. The 2-0, 2-1 fouled off the end of the bat. It's 2-2. Gonzalez has given up just one unearned run on one hit in an inning and two-thirds in Daytona this year, a walk and four Ks. Overall, between here and the Complex League, a 2.7 ERA, three walks, 21 strikeouts in 10 innings. Set the 2-2, and De La Cruz down swinging. Off-speed pitch up in the zone at 81. And De La Cruz down on strikes for the second time tonight. One away in the seventh inning. Brings up the catcher, Mike Rothenberg, has struck out twice tonight. Final line for Andrew Moore. Goes one inning, no runs, no hits. A walk, no Ks, did hit a batter. Threw 13 pitches and 7 strikes as Rothenberg takes outside. It's 1-0. Bottom of the 8 o'clock hour here in Daytona Beach. Justin Rock with you. Tortugas a 2-1 lead here in the top of the 7th. As Rothenberg takes low, it is 2-0. Lakeland, one run, two hits, no errors. They have left 5. Daytona, 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors. They have left 2 as this yank too far inside nearly hits Rothenberg. Over by his thigh, it is 3-0. Take a look at the Reds affiliate scoreboard here in this seventh inning. The set, the 3-0, and that up and in for ball four. So Rothenberg aboard with a one-out walk. And Lakeland has a tying run on for Austin Schultz. Hit a two-run home run last night, has struck out twice tonight. Starting at the major league level for the Reds, they were in Queens today. Final game of their series before they head out to Dyersville, Iowa tomorrow for the Field of Dreams game. There were no Field of Dreams for the Reds today. The Mets hammered them 10-2 as Schultz takes high for ball one. Mets sweeping that series. Tyler Naquin homering against his former team. Jonathan India, Albert Almora Jr., Jose Barrero, the alums in the lineup. At the major league level today, as Schultz swings away after 5 straight have missed. Swings at ball 2 at a slider in the lefty box. It is 1-1. Alejo Lopez came on that game as a replacement. Rayver San Martin pitched in relief. As that breaking ball low, it is 2-1. The Reds will play the Cubs tomorrow out in Dyersville, Iowa. Nifty uniforms released the other day. 2-1. And that nearly hits Schultz inside for ball 3. Reds jerseys modeled after 1914 uniforms. Runner starts and stops. A foul ball. Count moves to 3-2. on the Tigers center fielder. Saw Joey Votto tonight watching the Kevin Costner film. Get himself ready for tomorrow in the cornfields. The 3-2, runner goes, swing and a miss. Throw down by Jones. The tag there is in time by Ascanio. Strike him out, throw him out, double play, inning over. A howitzer of a throw from Jones behind the plate. And Rothenberg down, stealing to retire the side. No runs, no hits, nobody left on the strike him out, throw him out. Time to get up and stretch here in Daytona. Tortuga's a one-run, 2-1 lead.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortuga's 2022 campaign. Will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Hayden Jones made a great throw to get the final out in the top of the inning. He'll lead off here in the bottom of the 7th. New arm in the game for the Flying Tigers. It is the right-hander Tyler Madison. And a first pitch swing and a miss by Jones. It's 0-1. Jones has doubled and grounded out, and this one hammered out to right. Back goes De La Cruz, the warning track at the wall, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail out of the sight. Look out if you got a truck beyond the right center field wall. You might have a souvenir in your windshield. Hayden Jones, his team high tying 8th home run of the year. 100 miles an hour off the bat, 416 feet, his 27th RBI. And Daytona takes a 3-1 seventh inning lead on Hayden Jones. Mammoth fly ball to right. After a strike-him-out, throw-him-out double play at the top of the inning on the first pitch he sees in the bottom half, hits it all the way down the right field side. This one bunted by Ascanio up the third base line. The throw by Reyes is late. First Tortuga's base hit for Johnny Ascanio. A bunt single against the shift in Daytona with the first two men to reach against the Flying Tiger bullpen here tonight. A home run by Jones. And a bunt base hit by Ascanio. 3 pitches into the home 7th inning. It was actually 406 feet on the Jones home run, but 416 is going to sound better on the highlight. Yasiel Pino takes a strike. It's 0-1. All 3 of Daytona's runs tonight have been on solo home runs. All 4 runs in this game have come on solo homers. Throw back to first, and Ascanio dives back. Pino gave Daytona the lead with a solo shot in the 5th. Righty kicks and deals, and Pino sends it towards the first base seats. It's 0-2. Madison, 6'4", 235 pounds, will turn 23 next month from Fort Ann, New York. And all the way upstate, I want to say, I looked it up near the Albany area, 0-2. Pino off the handle. Over the press box, out of play. If you're a part of the Madison family, and I'm wrong, feel free to tweet at me or yell at me. Been wrong with geography before. Well, that was usually one of the stronger points for me in my academic days. Math and science, and oh no. The 0-2 sails high. It is one ball and two strikes. Madison making his 15th appearance in Lakeland, 2-0. A 6.88 ERA, 14 hits in 17 innings, 14 walks, 20 strikeouts. Last pitch against the Blue Jays on Sunday. And Pino takes outside, breaking ball, 2-2. With scoreless innings, struck out a pair. First home run he's allowed since his very first outing. The Flying Tigers back on April the 9th. So it's been a minute. Runner goes, 2-2. Line drive to the right, out of play. Stays a two-ball, two-strike count on the Daytona first baseman. Madison landed on the IL after that first outing of the year where he gave up the home run. Was not reinstated until the final day of June. 2-2. Pino again fights it off to stay in there. Final line for the Lakeland starter, Jackson Jobe. Pitcher of record on the losing side, but a very effective start for the 20-year-old. Six innings, two runs, five hits, a walk, and six Ks. Gave up the two homers. 77 pitches, 56 strikes. Runner goes again, and this one rounded towards the Tortugas auxiliary bench. Third straight foul ball by Pino, fifth in this at-bat. Next will be the ninth pitch of this plate appearance. Madison, the Tigers' fourth-round pick last year out of Bryant University up in Smithfield, Rhode Island. 2-2. And Pino down on strikes. Swung so hard he lost his balance for a second. But Madison picks up his first strikeout. One on, one out in the seventh for Wendell Marrero. Struck out and walked tonight, was picked off first. Continuing that look around the Reds affiliates before we got sidetracked by the great play by Hayden Jones to end the top of the inning. Triple A Louisville on the road tonight against the Iowa Cubs. Madison from the first base side kicks and offers. And Marrero takes a strike. It is 0-1. Iowa trailing the Louisville bats 2-0. Bottom of the fifth inning, Lorenzo Cedrola, Chris Oakey. Daytona alums with RBIs. Throw over to first, and Ascanio dives back. TJ Friedel, Stuart Fairchild, joining those two as Daytona alums in the lineup. And for those of you wondering, the other Christian Santana, the one playing for AAA Louisville 0-2 tonight. He is over at third base, knocking on the door of the big leagues as Marrero, a wave and a miss, it's 0-2. Randy Wynn making the start at Triple-A tonight. Wade Miley, right now the pitcher of record on the losing side for Iowa. He was great for the Reds last year. 0-2, and Marrero thought about it. Did he go? No. Says the base umpire, Griffin. It's a ball and two strikes. Bandit first, one out. Bottom of the seventh inning, and Daytona a 3-1 lead. Glove resting on Madison's chest as he gets the sign. 1-2 to Wendell, and he reaches and skies one to center. Long run coming in for Schultz. He's not going to get there. Fields it on a hop. Keeps it in front of him. That'll hold Ascanio to just one base, advancing to second. Wendell Marrero, good piece of batsmanship, just threw his barrel at that ball and found an empty patch of turf to pick up his first hit of the series. And now Daytona with two on and one out for the nine-hitter Fidel Castro. Mike Rothenberg out to the mound to talk with the right-hander Madison. Double-A Chattanooga had their game postponed today due to rain. They'll try and play a doubleheader tomorrow. The game was postponed, I want to say, 3-4 hours before the game was scheduled to take place. And apparently the reason why was horrendous flash flooding in Chattanooga. Several roads closed and just dangerous conditions there, so hopefully everybody all right in East Tennessee today as Castro waves and misses. It's 0-1. High A Dayton playing tonight at home against the Lansing Lugnuts. A's affiliate tied at 2 in the 7th inning. As Castro takes off the plate away, it is 1-1. Both of Dayton's home runs scored on home runs. Tyler Callahan, his first high A home run. And his last home run as a Tortuga in Lakeland. So ball gets loose from the Flying Tiger bullpen, and it's a home plate umpire in the foot. It's either home plate umpire or the catcher. The 1-1 of Fidel. A fastball cut on and missed. They've got the runner picked off first base, and the throw just a hair late. They had Marrero picked off second base for the second time tonight. Took way too big of a secondary lead, and Rothenberg threw behind him. Just barely able to get in there ahead of the tag from Valencia. But Justice Thompson has homered again. Had the go-ahead two-run homer last night for the Dragons. As Castro takes outside, it's 2-2. Thompson's fifth of the year. Jose Torres, Austin Hendrick, Brian Ray, Michelle Triana, Michael Troutwine. Joining those two as Daytona alums in the order as Castro down on strikes. Fastball up in the zone at 96. Second strikeout of the inning for Madison. Two out in the seventh for Austin Callahan. Struck out his last time. 2-for-3 tonight as Singleton homered. Thomas Farr made the start tonight for Dayton, went 6. Javian Sandrich threw a scoreless inning in the 7th for the Dragons. Been up there for a couple of weeks now. First pitch to Callahan. Off the handle, out of play. It is 0-1. Dominican Summer League Reds played this morning against the Pirates. Black team fell in 8 innings, 6-5. Walk-off hit by a pitch is how that game ended. As Callahan thought about it, lays off the back foot breaker. It is 1-1. Two on, two out, a run in for Daytona here in the 7th. They have a 3-1 lead. Couple of RBIs in the game from Carlos Sanchez, the right fielder. As there is a strike. Clipping the outside edge, it's 1-2. Antoine Valencia drove in two as well. The DSL Reds, who fell to 9-12 today. Arizona Complex League Club had the night off. 1-2 from Madison. Callahan strokes it foul. Towards the Lakeland right field pen, remains 1-2. Action down the line for the Flying Tigers. Madison up over 20 pitches in the inning. Whoever it is appears to be ready. Out and right. Ascanio had a bunt single. He's at second. Marrero had a single. He's at first. As Callahan chases down and away for strike 3. Change up from Madison. He strikes out the side in the 7th inning. But Daytona picks up another run on another solo home run. This one coming off the bat of Hayden Jones at the end of 7. 3-1 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Come on in. We're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best Southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real Southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis-style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
Alberto Gonzalez, the third, stays on for the top of the eighth inning. Daytona, a 3-1 advantage. Fans, Escott Bus Lines is the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines is a family-owned company that's been providing organizations of all types with charter bus transportation since 1983. Reserve your ride at escottbuslines.com. That's E-S-C-O-T, buslines.com. Top of the lineup due up for Lakeland here in the eighth inning. And Peyton Graham takes low to start the frame. Graham 0 for 3 tonight, has struck out twice and grounded out. Second round pick at Oklahoma. And 1-0 out in front. It is 1-1. Series will continue tomorrow. Bud Light Thirsty Thursday here at the Jack. Garrett Burhan, the former Ohio State Buckeye. Keep the Big Ten trend for the week going. He'll get the start for Lakeland. Graham takes down and away 2-1. Burhan 4-5, a 3.59 ERA. 2-1 from Berto. Too far inside, 3-1. Ryan Cardona, Reds' 19th round pick last year, will get the start. 4-3, a 3.83 earned run average. The 3-1. And Graham takes outside ball 4. Great breaking ball. Maybe moved too much for Fraley to see it as a strike. So the leadoff man on for Lakeland. First time they've done that since the fifth inning. It brings up Lakeland's Christian Santana. Singled and walked tonight. Grounded out to second. Against Moore leading off in the sixth. First pitch, breaking ball. Slider strike from Berto. It is 0-1. Gonzalez finished last season in Daytona. Performed admirably. The 0-1. Tad low, 1-1. Gonzalez had a 3.8 ERA. 29 strikeouts and 13 relief appearances last year in Tuga Green. 1-1. One on the inner half. Another breaking pitch at 77. It's 1-2. Pitches. Great movement. Especially that slider. 1-2. Runner goes. Swing and a miss. Another throw down by Jones. And they got another one. Strike him out. Throw him out. Double play. And now Peyton Graham, who had gotten up and started walking back to the dugout before the home plate umpire, rather the base umpire, Garrett Griffin, raised his right arm to say he was out and started to turn around and go back, and then Griffin raised his arm. So two straight innings in which Hayden Jones has a strike him out, throw him out, double play, and his one at-bat sandwiched between those two, he hit a home run. Not too shabby. A check swing. And Sequeira went around. It is 0-1. Roddy fires. That pitch high and tight. It is 1-1. Sequeira walked his last time. Also grounded out and flied out. 1-1. And this one poked in the air to center off the end of the bat. Long run out for Royo. And in front of his old buddy Jay Allen, the second makes the running grab out there in shallow center field. And Lakeland retired in the eighth inning. So the Flying Tigers get a leadoff walk, but a strike him out, throw him out double play for the second straight frame. And a nice running grab by Edwin Arroyo forces Lakeland to bring the minimum to the plate. To the bottom of the eighth, Daytona up by 2, 3-1. Here from the Jack.
and now open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach, now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Edwin Arroyo made the nice running grab to end of the top of the eighth inning. He'll lead off here in the bottom of the frame against the new arm for the Flying Tigers, one of the youngest pitchers in this league. That is the righty Carlos Marcano. And he misses high for ball one. Arroyo 0 for 3 tonight. Looked like he doubled in his last plate appearance. Had that weird play in which Garrett Griffin ruled he missed first base. Turned a double into a weirdly scored ground out. So Arroyo officially 0 for 3 tonight. 2-3 and 4 due up for Daytona against Marcano. As that up and in for ball three. Marcano, 6'2", 150 pounds. Turned 19 last month from Maturin in Venezuela. 3-0. And Arroyo taking all the way. Looks at strike one. Marcano making his 23rd appearance, 2-2, a 3.66 ERA. One save as Arroyo bounces it off the dish. It is a full count. 36 hits in 32 innings. 11 walks, 26 strikeouts. Tortuga's in front, 3-1 in the eighth. The payoff pitch, outside ball four. So Daytona has the leadoff man on. And Arroyo now on base for the first time tonight. Looks to be Luis May up and throwing in Daytona's left field bullpen. He'll come on and pitch the ninth. After two shutout innings of relief from Alberto Gonzalez, now it is Jay Allen the second. Allen 1 for 3 tonight. Single to left back in the first. Flied out to center his last time up on a nice running grab by Schultz. Righty-righty matchup. And Marcano, 94-mile-an-hour fastball on the outside. Black, it's 0-1. Final line for Tyler Madison. Goes one inning, a run on three hits, no walks. Three strikeouts, did give up the home run. Throw back to first, and Arroyo dives in. Madison, 26 pitches, 20 strikes. Marcano. Pitching for the first time since game two of the doubleheader against the Blue Jays. That was on Thursday. Through an inning and two-thirds of scoreless relief. The 0-1. And Allen takes outside. It's 1-1. All four runs in this game have been scored on solo home runs. Lakeland jumped in front on an Adinso Reyes shot in the second. Austin Callahan tied it in the third. Yasiel Pino gave Daytona the lead in the fifth. Hayden Jones added insurance last inning as Allen can't hold up on the pitch in the dirt. Trying to spin out of the way after the check swing. Try and geek the umpire into thinking he didn't go. But it is ruled a swinging strike. It's 1-2. 1-2. And Allen strokes one on the ground at third. On to second for one. Relay back to first. Not in time. Allen, too much speed for the relay throw from second base. And so a 5-4 fielder's choice for the first out. Brings up Jack Rogers 0 for 3. Rogers from the left-hand side against the right-hander. And Jack swings at the high heater. Fouls it away. It's 0-1. The 0-1. Runner starts and stops. Rogers takes low. It is 1-1. Lakeland will have the heart of their order due up in the bottom of the ninth inning, or the top of the ninth inning. Big B, Valencia, and Reyes. Allen leads off first. Throw back to the back. Not in time. A little bit off the square. Middle infield at double play depth. Top of the 9 o'clock hour now here in Daytona Beach. 1-1. Rogers takes inside. It is 2-1. Justin Rock with you here from the Jack. Daytona a 3-1 lead. On a bounce back after a 12-1 loss last night. The 2-1 runner goes. Pitch up and in. Throw down to second by Rothenberg. Skids into center field. Allen realizes late. Now gets up. And he'll stay put as Schultz fires in on a hop to third. So another stolen base for Jay Allen, the second. He's in scoring position with one out. And now with 3-1 count on Rogers. 31st stolen bag of the year for Jay Allen, the second. Nice crowd of 1,059 here on this Wednesday night. For those wondering, the Tortugas single season record set in the first year after they became the Tortugas, Junior Arias stole 37 bases for Daytona in 2015. Allen now at 31. Only other players to steal 30 or more bases in a year in Tortugas history. The aforementioned Arias, Jonathan Reynoso, and former major leaguer Philip Irvin. 3-1 on Rogers. Roddy fires and Jack sends it off the hands. It's a full count. Total, Allen just the 15th player since the franchise reformed in 1993 to reach the 30 stolen bag plateau in one season. Only four have reached above 40. And all four of those players got to the 50 stolen base plateau. I don't think Jay will be able to do that in the final month of the season. But, hey, weirder things have happened. Payoff pitch, and Rogers takes high for ball four. Second walk allowed by Marcano in the inning. And Daytona now with two on and one out for Hayden Jones, who went deep last inning. Jones, 2 for 3 tonight, has doubled and homered. Has continued his impressive play for Daytona since the middle part of June. Trying to add to Daytona's lead. And the first pitch, slider. In for a strike, it's 0-1. For those wondering, the Daytona record, 71 stolen bases by Dwayne Bacon, the Daytona Cubs in 2003. The 0-1, And Jones, a ground ball off the glove of the first baseman. Valencia picks it up, and nobody's there. Marcano never went to cover the bag. Second baseman Santana was drifting behind Valencia to back up on the play. It'll be an infield base hit for Hayden Jones, a career-high tying third hit tonight. And Daytona has him loaded for Johnny Ascanio. It was a sharp ground ball. Valencia tried making the play to his right. And honestly, for Lakeland, a benefit that the ball at least glanced off the glove. Because if that gets underneath the webbing of the first baseman, Valencia, that ball's in a right field, and Allen scores without a play. Pitching coach Juan Pimentel out of the first base dugout to talk with Marcano. Daytona trying to break it open here in the eighth inning. They have the bases loaded and one out. Johnny Ascanio reached on a bunt base hit after the Jones home run last inning. He is one for three tonight. Daytona just 214 on the year, hitting with the bases loaded. They do have two grand slams. Rogers has one. Michelle Triana had the other. Allen at third, Rogers at second, Jones is at first. Against the switch hitting 19-year-old Johnny Ascanio. At the belt is Marcano, and his first pitch outside for ball one. Set the 1-0, and Ascanio a high pop-up. Shallow right field. Out is the second baseman, Santana, drifting, and it's going to land. It lands over his head in front of the right fielder, De La Cruz, and everybody's safe. Jay Allen ran so fast after that ball dropped, I thought Jay was going to run right past the padded wall behind home plate and end up in the first base grandstand. It'll be an RBI single for Johnny Ascanio, his first RBI as a Tortuga, a multi-hit night in his first start with the club, and Daytona takes a 4-1 eighth inning lead with a little bit of serendipity. The right fielder De La Cruz was right behind Santana. I don't know if that threw him off. The swirling wind certainly probably did not help as Yasiel Pino takes high for ball one. Pino has struck out twice. In between those two, a go-ahead home run in the fifth inning. Rogers at third, Jones at second, Ascanio at first. First baseman playing in, and Pino fouls it to the screen. It's 1-1. Pino with a bases loaded this year, 0-1. Does have a bases loaded walk. Actually, I should stand corrected, 0-0. Only plate appearance was that bases loaded walk. That's Pino. Takes high, it's 2-1. Tortuga's a run in on two hits here in this eighth inning. Only man erased on a fielder's choice. The 2-1. And Pino taps it back. It is even at 2-2. Wendell Marrero waiting on deck. Second baseman Santana holds on the runner there. The 2-2, and Pino a line drive to left. This should score a run. Over to his right is Bigby to make the catch. Tagging from third is Rogers. He will score standing up. It's a sacrifice fly for Yasiel Pino. His second RBI of the night, his ninth of the year. And Daytona takes a 4-run, 5-1 eighth inning lead. Good piece of hitting by Pino. To get that ball in the air out to left field. Rogers, don't expect those right fielder first base types, corner outfielder first base types to have good speed, but no one has more triples in this league than Rogers does since he joined the team at the end of May and showed off his speed again there. As swinging is Marrero, pummels one out to left center field. Back into his right, warning track is Schultz, and that one is off the base of the fence and will clear the bases. Scoring is Jones, Ascanio on his way to the plate. He'll score standing up. It's a two-run double for Wendell Marrero. His second and third RBIs back in Tortuga Green, his first extra base hit, and Daytona has broken this one wide open. It is 7-1 here in the eighth. 97 miles an hour off the bat. 386 feet, and that'll be the end of the night for one of the youngest arms in the league. And the righty, Carlos Marcano. Andrew Graham out of the dugout to make a pitching change. Daytona has scored four times in the eighth, have taken a two-run lead, and tripled it to six. Catch the new arm when we come back on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey, baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Fidel Castro, first man to face the new arm in the game. That is the righty, Michael Beanlein. And the first pitch heater squeezes by the hands of Fidel Castro. It's 0-1. Wendell Marrero cleared the bags with a two-run double. He is at second with two out in the eighth. Castro 0-3 tonight. Beanlein from the first base side, the 0-1. And Fidel takes down and in. It is 1-1. Beanlein, 6'3", 246 pounds. 24 years old from Honolulu, Hawaii. 1-1. And Castro swings over the top. It is 1-2. Beanlein rejoined Lakeland during the Daytona series at their park. Beanlein, 4.42 ERA. This is 12th appearance with the Flying Tigers. Strand Marrero at second, the 1-2 pitch. And he does. Punched a fastball by him up and in at 95. Beanlein comes on, throws four pitches, does his job. Stranding the runner at second, but not before Daytona scores four runs on three hits in the inning. Leave a man at second to the ninth. Daytona a 7-1 lead on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Darryl Brinkley back with the team today. His offense rewards him 7 runs, 11 hits tonight. Luis May on for the 9th inning. Justice Bigby, Eduardo Valencia, Adinso Reyes. The three is scheduled to face him. May, 6'3", 219 pounds, 21 years old. From San Pedro de Macorís in the Dominican Republic, had one of his most dominant outings of the year. His last time against the Mets last week. As that pitch low at 99, it's 1-0. Hit 102 and 101.3 on back-to-back pitches to strike out Jack Thomas Wolf. 1-0. And that fastball outside at 98, it's 2-0. May on the year with the Tortugas, making his team-leading 29th appearance, 4-1, a 6.48 ERA, the 2-0. And Bigby swings through a 100-mile-an-hour fastball. It is 2-1. May, one save, 40 hits in 33 and a third innings, 21 walks, 45 strikeouts. 2-1 to Bigby. Off the hands and towards the first base side at 101. It's even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. May against the Mets on Wednesday. 2 innings, no runs, no hits. A walk and struck out 3. Works for the first base side. Minor cross step towards third. The 2-2. Check swing on the slider. Did he go? Yes, he did. Says the base umpire, Garrett Griffin. 1 out here in the 9th inning. Good start for the 21-year-old right-hander. Final line for Alberto Gonzalez, the third tonight. Marvelous once again. 2 innings, no runs, no hits. 2 walks, 3 Ks. 27 pitches, just 12 strikes. But his pitches move so much, it is hard to pick up one way or the other if you're a hitter. It's Valencia. It's a souvenir towards the East Orange Gate. It is 0-1. Valencia hit by a pitch his last time, has struck out twice. After his 3-hit night last night, the 0-1. And that drops in for a strike. Beautiful slider. It's 0-2. The improvements of that slider this year, plus is the best his either cutter, sinking fastball, whichever it actually is, really helped facilitate his dominance last week. As Valencia swings 5 days late on a pitch down and away. 99 from Luis, just blew it by him. Back-to-back strikeouts. Daytona 1 out away from winner's circle. And now the man who created the only run of the night for Lakeland, Adinso Reyes. 1-for-3. Grounded out to third his last time. Fans reminder, don't go anywhere. After the final out, we'll have the recap report as Reyes swings through 97. It's 0-1. Look back at today's game. Scores from out of town. And a look ahead to game 3 in this best of 6 tomorrow night. The 0-1. And Reyes trying to protect himself on 99 near his chest, and Daytona a strike away. These last two outings are as foolish as I've seen Luis make hitters over the last 2 years. The 0-2, way outside, threw it so hard his hat fell off at 101. It's a ball and 2 strikes. Luis has had an up-and-down campaign, but has never sulked, never has let it affect his demeanor off the field. The 1-2. Struck him out swinging. Got him on the slider down and away. Foul tip into the glove of Hayden Jones. Luis May strikes out the side in order on 12 pitches in the 9th inning. And you can celebrate a dominant 7-1 Tortugas win tonight. Snaps the 4-game slide. Outstanding pitching, a combined 2-hitter from Sam Benscooter, Andrew Moore, Alberto Gonzalez III, and Luis May. 3 solo home runs tonight. Multi-hit games from Austin Callahan, Hayden Jones, Johnny Ascanio, and Wendell Marrero. As Daytona has one of their best offensive games in a couple of weeks. The pitching sublime, and it all adds up to the Tortugas' 40th win of the year. And with that victory, Cookie Dawkins has now won 100 games as Daytona Tortugas manager. So congratulations to Gookie on reaching the 100-win plateau here at Daytona Beach. We'll take a break when we come back. Recap report is next. Daytona wins it 7-1 on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
After a two-week road trip, the Tortugas return home on Tuesday, August 9th for six games against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. It all starts with a breast cancer awareness night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, August 10th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. Dress cozy as well as we host Pajama Night at the park. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on August 11th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We host another The Nine Night on Friday, August 12th, featuring best dressed uniforms. We'll have live music pregame and discounts with a Friday night happy hour. Stick around after the final out for a first Friday fireworks show. Break out your inner superhero on Saturday, August 13th with our Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night, featuring an appearance by the Hulk himself. It'll be first responders and Boy Scouts night at the park, and bring your pup along too as we host another Bark of the Park night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day, featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
It's now time for the Recap Report, featuring a look back at today's game, scores from Major League Baseball, and a look forward to the Tortugas' next game. So let's send it back out to the stadium and the voice of the Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Back here at the Jack, a thrilling two-hit victory for the Tortugas tonight. They did it in every which way possible. Seven runs on 11 hits. Just two hits allowed all night. The one run on a second-inning solo home run by Edinso Reyes. And the fielding outstanding tonight as well for Daytona. Couple strike-em-out, throw-em-out double plays. A all-encompassing performance tonight by the boys in green as we take you through the game that was. Justin Rock back with you here. Daytona, a 7-1 win with the victory. They improved to 11-25 in the half, 40-61 on the year. And Lakeland dropping to 17-19, 49-53 on the campaign. 100th victory as Tortugas manager for Gookie Dawkins. And home runs were the story tonight. Lakeland jumped in front 1-0 in the top of the second inning on a solo shot to right by Edinso Reyes. Gave the Tigers a 1-0 lead. Stayed that way until the bottom of the third. That's when Daytona was finally able to get on the scoreboard against Jackson Jobe. With one out, Austin Callahan on a 1-2 pitch sent one out to left center field. His second home run in as many days. Tie the game at one. Remained an even game entering the fifth. Yasiel Pino fell behind 0-2 to start the frame and then snuck one out behind the left center field wall. His second home run of the year gave Daytona a 2-1 lead after a strike him out, throw him out, double play. Ended the top of the seventh inning. Hayden Jones led off. Swung and missed at the first pitch and then hit the second one out of sight. A solo home run out by a truck parked beyond the right field wall gave Daytona a 3-1 lead. And then in the eighth, the Tortugas put it on ice. A walk to Edwin Arroyo, then a fielder's choice. Jay Allen would steal second. After Jack Rogers walked, Hayden Jones, an infield hit, low to the bases. Johnny Ascanio dunked a single in right, brought in a run, made it a 4-1 game. A sac fly to left from Yasiel Pino made it 5-1. And then a two-run double by Wendell Marrero capped the scoring as Daytona wins tonight by a 7-1 final. Sam Benscooter the win, his first since coming off the IL. Now 3-3 on the year, five innings, one run on two hits, a walk, a career high, 10 strikeouts tonight. Jackson Jobe the loss, drops to 2-5. Pitched well though, two runs on five hits in six innings, one walk and six Ks. Final line score tonight, Lakeland one run, two hits, no errors, they left five. Daytona seven runs, 11 hits, no errors, they left five as well. Final time of game tonight, 2 hours and 14 minutes in front of the crowd of 1,059 here on this August the 10th. Take a look around the FSL and the other out-of-town scoreboards before we say goodbye tonight. Bradenton walked off Palm Beach in 10 this afternoon, 4-3. It was Jupiter over Fort Myers, 9-5. Clearwater top St. Lucie, 5-2. And it was Tampa holding off a late push by Dunedin, 7-5. As for the Reds affiliate scoreboard today, Mets complete the sweep of the Reds in Queens, a 10-2 winner for the Mets today. Jake Fraley homered again for the Red Legs. Triple A Louisville, bottom of the seventh inning, tied with the Iowa Cubs, 5 aside. Double A Chattanooga rained out today against Montgomery. They'll make it up tomorrow. High A Dayton trailing 3-2, top of the 10th inning against the Lansing Lugnuts. A's affiliate Tyler Callahan and Justice Thompson have gone deep today. Dominican Summer League Reds fell in eight innings this afternoon to the Pirates Black Squad, 6-5. As for Major League Baseball on this Wednesday night, Brewers beat the Rays in 10, 4-3. Cubs over the Nationals, 4-2. It was the Angels, a 12-inning win over the A's, 5-4. Padres win a slugfest against the Giants, 13-7. Mariners outlast the Yankees, 4-3. Bottom of the eighth in Philly. Phillies and Marlins tied up at 3 aside. Top of the eighth in Detroit. Cleveland on top of the Tigers, 3-2. Braves, 5. And the Red Sox, 4. That game in the top of the eighth inning. Bottom four in Houston. Astros and Rangers tied at 2. Top 5 in Kansas City. Royals a 1-0 lead on the White Sox. Chris Bubich against Johnny Cueto. Middle of the second in Colorado. Cardinals a 5-0 lead on the Rockies. Jose Quintana making his Cardinal debut against Kyle Freeland. Top of the first, just about to get underway in Arizona. Diamondbacks and Pirates. Madison Bumgarner against Mitch Keller. Dodgers will host the Twins at 10-10. Ryan Pepio against Sonny Gray, the former Red. And the Blue Jays and Orioles rained out tonight at Camden Yards. They'll play a doubleheader on, or at least make up the game, on September the 5th. Our series continues tomorrow with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday. Draft beers and fountain soda starting at just a buck all night long here at Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. Gates open at 6 o'clock. Our coverage starts 15 minutes prior to first pitch at 6:15 or 6:50 Eastern time. Got so used to saying 6:15. The 6:30 starts in Jupiter. It will be the right-hander Ryan Cardona for Daytona. 4-3, a 3.83 ERA. Garrett Burhan will oppose him. 4-5, a 3.59 earned run average for Lakeland. Again, gates open at 6, coverage starting at 6:50. And our first pitch tomorrow night scheduled for 7:05. That'll do it for us here tonight as Daytona snaps the four-game slide. They topple the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 7-1 for our quartet of owners. Bree Smith, Bob Fregol, Rick French, Kyle McHugh, and our GM, Jim Jaworski, and our entire cast of characters back here at the Jack in Daytona Beach. I'm Justin Rock saying so long as Daytona hammers the Tigers tonight by a final of 7-1. We hope to have you with us again for another evening of fun and excitement tomorrow. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Wednesday evening, everybody. So long.
Thank you for tuning in to Daytona Tortuga Baseball, affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. This broadcast of Daytona Tortugas Baseball is a production of the Tortugas Radio Network in connection with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Daytona Tortugas or Minor League Baseball. This is the Tortuga Radio Network.